Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Eagles Eye Report. Today is episode number 54 for Wednesday, May 31st, 2023. And of course, as is always, the sponsor of today's show is TLVTalk.com. It's where you can go and say the things that you know need to be said. I'm your host, Roger Landry, TLV, and the show is co-hosted and produced by my friend and fellow patriot, Steve Roberts, who I will bring into the show as soon as I get through this intro that you are forced to go through every single week. But it's pertinent information, so please allow me. I would like to start off by saying how much I do appreciate the audience, and I do realize that I don't always say things that you're going to agree with, but the fact that you listen and that you put these pieces together with others you already have, it makes us all a little bit wiser, and I would much rather walk down the street with a wise man than walk down the street with a smart man. Okay. The title of today's show is An Attack on Human DNA. That sounds like it just, that can't be a really exciting show. I mean, an attack on DNA. What are we going to talk about here? But I've got to tell you something. Very little compares to what this boils down to. Historically, or as far as current possibilities, but we'll get into that. The mission of this show, as I say every week, is to be a mechanism for communicating truths and facts in a country increasingly forbidding of these very concepts. Yes, you live in that America today. This show airs weekly live on Shake and Wake Radio. Our thanks to Annie, who has been a personal friend of mine for many years. And also on PSN Radio, EPGN Radio Online, and SoFlow Radio. Do me a favor. Here it comes again. If you're one of those people who is so generous or somebody who's considering doing donations, do this for them. Give them a little bit of security. Give them peace of mind. Give them the ability to grow because they know they have a budget. How do you give them a budget? You average out what you usually spend over the course of the year in donations. You divide it by 12. And the next time you go in, you put that number in and you check the little box that says make this a reoccurring donation. What you have just done is given them a little bit more peace of mind and given you a better station to listen to. That's what it eventually works out to. In actuality, if you don't wish to, you don't have to put a penny more in than what you're already putting in now. But by dividing that by 12, and they know for a fact each month how much they've got coming in, this allows them with, I don't know, with the ability to know they can afford it, to make it bigger, better, faster. Have I got that wrong, Stephen? I ask you that every week, and you always tell me the same thing. Nope, that's right, Roger.
Yeah, you're all off. You're totally off.
Yeah, okay. How did I know that was coming? Okay. So how are you today?
Pretty good. Better than I was yesterday, that's for sure.
Obviously, you didn't have a good day yesterday.
No, I did not. I got about 3 hours of sleep and had to be wired with caffeine for my show.
Okay, we'll talk about that on another show. I think that would have been funny to listen to. I'm sorry I missed it. Okay, so look, again, we're just over a year now of the Eagle Eye Report shows on this network and the other networks, which they don't have to, but they do. They replay our shows, and we are very, very, very appreciative of that fact. The generosity is appreciated. But in the year that we've been doing this show, the one thing that I have realized is that a lot of good information has gone out. And I'm hoping that you realize that there are archives. And if you get into a conversation or a discussion and you say, well, I remember this was being discussed about 3 or 4 months ago, go back to the archives, pull it out. There's also an article by that same name every Thursday on the LibertyBeacon.com by noon central. There is an article written with the show embedded in it. So you always have a reference, okay, as well as links on where the information was gotten or gleaned from to make these shows. There's nothing hidden. But what I have been telling you over and over again, and I'm going to reinforce today, is hindsight is 2020. We're over 3 years into this. A lot can be seen today that we were guessing at 3 years ago. And this is where they start to get nervous and we start to get bold. Well, some of us were bold a couple of years ago, and we were being called tinfoil hat wearers, nuts, so on and so forth. But if you take a look at the shows I was doing either here or on the other network I'm on, you will see that 2 to 2.5 years ago, I was discussing the things they're just now telling you are true today. Why? Today they have no choice. Back then, they could Fauci it. How was that, Stephen? They could Fauci it back then. Yeah, you can't do that today. Why? There's too much truth out there now. Did you hear that, Stephen? Or are you there?
Yeah, they just ignore.
They Fauci'd it.
They just ignored it.
Yeah. Okay. So, again, the name of the show today is An Attack on Human DNA. Wow. There's got to be a reason why we're talking about something that most people wouldn't even consider, or that most people haven't got a clue what it is, or that most people haven't got a clue what it does, or on a scale of 1 to 10, how to rank it in importance. Let me give you a slight, slight hint, and then I will finish up this intro and we will jump into it. It is by far one of the most important things you could ever imagine in any dimension you may exist in. And we'll get into that. What's the mission of this show? Our mission is to keep you armed with vital truth, as well as to give you a platform where you can discuss that vital truth or those vital issues without fear of censorship or exclusion, that being the sponsor of our show, TLBTalk.com, which is part of the Liberty Beacon Project, which I am happy and proud to say I founded 15 years ago and now encompasses a global news network, literally 5 global news websites and a social media website, TLBTalk.com. All right, let's get into this. Some of the information put out in this show is made available via an article. Just like every time I do a show, it's either via research or via an article or a video I may have seen that sparks me. Today, that article was the Vax Gene Files. Let me say that again. The Vax Gene Files, an accidental discovery. No, I'm not going to tell you what the accidental discovery is. We're going to get into that. It was written by Julie Sladen and Julian Gillespire. A link to this article, as usual, will be with the show tomorrow in an article published on the LibertyBeacon.com by noon central. That's Thursday by noon central. Okay, here we go. An attack on human DNA. Let me go through a few talking points before we hit on some of the heavy points from the article that we're actually going to be taking pieces from. And I constantly state that hindsight is 2020. I just went over that. And as we look back on the last 3 years of programmed chaos, and yes, it has been, more becomes obvious to us by the day. Why? Because due to time, it becomes more visible. For some of us, this actually fills in the blanks of the scenarios those like us have been sharing for a significant amount of corresponding timing over the last 2 or 3 years. Okay? And at risk of being repetitive, all right, too late, never mind. I also state that two things are required before the globalists can rule this planet. Yes, it's important we put this here right now. The collapse of local and regional governance to make way for a global governance, and the severe reduction of the global population, because even the elites understand that a few of them cannot look over or overrule 8.5 billion of us. Okay. I say that on a continuous basis. I say that and I will continue to say that, but I always like to put pieces in there to show you exactly why I say that. Okay? How many more lies, people, are going to be told? We're going to tell you some today, okay? How many more people are going to die as a result of the lies being told? We're going to tell you some more about that today. And now we'll get a little bit more personal. What is the significance of DNA? I started this all off by saying this whole damn thing's about DNA. What is the significance of DNA that I would tell you it is one of the most important things you could ever consider? DNA is a polymer composed of two polynucleotide chains that coil around each other to form a double helix. The polymer carries genetic instructions. Listen to this. This is what's in your DNA. The polymer carries genetic instructions for the development, functioning, growth, and reproduction of all known organisms and many viruses within our ecosystem, planet Earth. DNA is the roadmap. It's your roadmap. What will you be? How will you be? Having the ability to manipulate our, when I say our, I mean non-elites, DNA now opens up a whole new avenue of exploitation and control over the masses, especially with, some say, over 6 billion vaccinated with this DNA manipulator already globally. I say that with significance, and that will come to you as this show continues. Remember the number, over 6 billion globally. DNA manipulator. What's it called? mRNA gene therapy, COVID-19 jab, whatever the hell you wish to call it, but don't call it a vaccine. It does not qualify. It was never intended to be a vaccine. The intended use of this is just the opposite. It's not there to save lives. So if I just said just the opposite, what the hell is it there for? Anybody want to guess? We're getting there. We're getting there. Never before has what is called a vaccination been pushed so overboard globally. When you have the CEO of Moderna, one of the largest companies out there, pharma companies out there, producing the COVID-19 jab, stating unequivocally that this was no worse than the yearly flu, that unless you were very old, over 80, or had several severe comorbidities, you probably didn't have anything to worry about. We know this already because out of Israel lately have come reports stating that nary a death of any child or anybody under the age of like 50 died, which means the qualifiers I just gave you before were pretty accurate. We're looking today at something that has affected this planet beyond anything you can believe, But you're not focused on that. Why? Because a balloon floated over the United States, taking pictures, sending them back to China. Because Russia, over what's happening in the most corrupt country on the planet, Ukraine, has already stated openly that they'd be more than willing to start lobbing nukes at the United States in a preemptive strike. You're also looking at a collapsing U.S. economy. You're also looking at possible debt, default. You're also looking at traitorous administrators allowing an open border and a full-blown invasion of the United States of enemies, both foreign and domestic. Not a joke. I've already done shows on that. It's a fact. We are looking at the biggest upset in global history. But most of what we're talking about are distractions. What we're talking about today goes so far beyond that, it's insane. So what we need to do is we need to focus down on that just a little bit more. Never before have vaccinations been pushed so hard globally for what appears to be nothing worse than the yearly flu, including lockdowns, mandates, destroyed economies. I could go on and on and on. This, ladies and gentlemen, was exactly what it was intended to do. None of this is out of the norm. This was the expected result. Never before have vaccines been used as a weapon against the masses. Today, you can't say that anymore. And as this show progresses, you will find out more and more why. Never before has a supposed vaccine exhibited over 1,200 dangerous or deadly side effects. Listen to me. A vaccine, they knew this before they gave it to you, that demonstrated over 1,200 dangerous or deadly side effects, which they tried to hide for 75 years, and then force you to give it to your infant children. All of this was known to the CDC, the FDA, Big Pharma, and everybody else who counted, but they still forced it on the public in a large and massive scale and promised them they would be punished if they didn't do what they were told. Never before have we seen an explosion. Listen to me. This is just one blip on the screen from the side effects I was telling you. Never before have we seen an explosion of more than 28 times the reporting frequency of causes of multiple sclerosis in the jabbed. 28 times the normal reporting frequency of multiple sclerosis. Never before have so many died or been crippled for life by any pharmaceutical product. Some estimate that the number of dead globally far exceeds 25 million at this point, with some saying it could be over 50 million, but we're constantly being lied and statistics are being hidden. We're also talking well over, and this has already been stated by some to be a lowball number, but it will shock most of you that I will say it at all. We're talking well over 1 million deaths already in the United States as a result of these jabs or side effects of these jabs. You're never going to hear that. You're not. We have 5% of the population, and if, let's say, 25 million are dead across the planet, okay? And we've got over 1 million already? What would you say, I don't know, is a growing issue in this country? It's the lack any lack of confidence in vaccines anymore. This is something I wished for 10, 12 years ago. It's exploding now. Why? For the reasons we're talking about right now. And this situation, people, is growing daily. Never before has said product not only continued in use, but it's now something our most valuable commodity, our most vulnerable children, regardless of what we now know, must have these vaccines in order to attend public schools, and the tyranny grows. We know about myocarditis. We know about the ability of heart issues with our children. We know the relationship to these vaccines. But now you're going to tell me that my child, in order to go to school each year, has to have certain vaccines, and that's on the list. Why? Why? When again, we've got reports out showing unequivocally that children were relatively unaffected by COVID-19. Very, very few, hardly any at all, suffered fatalities unless they had severe comorbidities, in which case the yearly flu will do the same thing. Okay. Listen to me. All of this is growing around us. But what we need is we need to understand why there's danger. We can't just say there's danger. We can't just walk up to somebody and say, I'm not going to do that because. Because the first question out of their mouth is going to be, what do you mean by because? So let's find out what because means, okay? If what we're about to discuss becomes reality, real time, the world is in store for a shock far beyond anything seen in history, and a result that could rival the Great Flood for its ability to eliminate a serious chunk of global useless eaters. Not a joke. An absolute fact. I have constantly told you over and over again there needs to be a plan to massively cut down on the global population. You cannot control 8.5 billion people. And most people seem to have totally moved away because there are so many other disasters in front of your face right now. You've totally moved away from looking at the amount of people suffering or dying from these vaccines. We need to focus on that. So here we go. And we're going to jump in and start grabbing some pieces from the article, the Vaccine Files, and an accidental discovery. But we're going to start this off with a little related historical discovery, okay? In 1928, scientist Alexander Fleming returned to his laboratory after a two-week holiday. A petri dish of bacteria accidentally left on the lab bench somehow became cross-contaminated with Penicillium notarum, mold. Fleming noticed that the mold inhibited the growth of the bacteria. This accidental discovery marked the dawn of the antibiotic era and a turning point for medical and perhaps human history. Recently, another accidental discovery has scientists wondering whether or not we have turned another corner in history, and this one may not be so positive. Okay. Stephen, before I get into the story there, anything you'd like to throw in here?
No, sir. You're fine.
Oh, okay. I mean, you didn't have to say so much. I mean, yeah. There's at least half a dozen words there. Come on.
I know.
All right. Well, I've only got about 6 minutes before I have to take a breath anyway. All right. So recently, another accidental discovery has scientists wondering whether we have turned another corner in history. And my little input there was, this one won't be so pretty. The story begins with Kevin McKernan, a scientist with 25 years experience in the genomic field and a leading expert in sequencing methods for DNA and RNA. Sounds like somebody, if you're looking into this, you might want to talk to. He has worked on the Human Genome Project and more recently in medicinal genomics involving DNA sequencing. Okay. In the process of trying to sort out a sequencing problem, okay, McKernan used anonymously sent Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 bivalent or bivalent, however you wish to say it, vaccines to act as mRNA controls. Somebody sent me these thinking this is the perfect control. It should be pure. If you sent me this to use as a control, you would think it's pure, right? So if you get this to work, you'll sort out your mRNA sequencing problems and everything's good. McKernan explains in a recent interview. They were right about that. It did sort out our problems, but what we discovered in the process is that they weren't pure mRNA. They actually had a lot of DNA in the background. Stop right there. We have been told over and over and over again by these vaccine companies that this cannot affect your DNA. It does not contain DNA, so it cannot affect your DNA. Remember what they just found, just like the guy who walked in and saw his petri dish and the mold all over it? Yeah. Okay. They actually had a lot of DNA in the background. And these are the samples that were sent to this research facility by Moderna and Pfizer. Okay, McKernan was shocked. It's not what we were looking for. I had this hunch that the new modified nucleotides that they have in the mRNA, they have a higher error rate, and therefore we would see more mistakes in the mRNA. So I knew we would have to sequence like a millionfold deep over and over again and find these mistakes. Yes, we've heard this story before. When we did that, DNA popped up. And I thought, oh, that's a big problem. We have to focus on that. I kind of went into a panic mode, realizing that I didn't budget any time to look into this, and the world has to know about it. Now, this is the researcher, McKernan, and he's talking about the fact that we're looking at DNA in a place where it shouldn't be. So let's pause here and look at what we're told about the COVID-19 mRNA injections. This is not Roger talking. Why do you think I grabbed this article? This is McKernan talking. So what you're about to hear from him, whether you believe it's me or not, it isn't. But damn, it feels good to say. The infections we're going to be talking about, the vaccines we're going to be talking about, everything we're going to be talking about here comes from this gentleman's perspective. So let's hear his perspective, okay? Let's pause here and look at what we're told about the COVID-19 mRNA injections. We're assured the injections are safe. Meanwhile, adverse event reporting systems around the world record previously unseen rates of adverse events and injuries. Previously unseen rates of adverse events and injuries. Remember, this is him, not me. His second point, the injections are effective. Oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't help that.
Hey, Roger.
We would, yes.
You want to take that break before you go on to the second point?
How about we take a break before I go on to the second point?
Sounds like a good idea, Roger.
Thank you, Steve.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right, do me a favor. If you got things you want to say, and you know you're in places where you're not going to be able to say them, come to TLB Talk. Even if it's just to go over there, bring your friends, make a group where you can go and talk. If that's the only thing you use TLB Talk for, we will have succeeded because it has given you a place where you feel, where you know you can say the things that need to be said. All right, so back to where we were. The first point, and remember again, this is all McKernan stuff. It's not mine. His first point, which probably sounded very familiar to you, is the injections are safe. Yeah. His second point is the injections are effective. We would ask, effective for what? Not stopping transmission? We're not sure about preventing serious illness either. Evidenced by recent data and New South Wales health reports, which show a disproportionate number of hospital and ICU admissions amongst the vaccinated. Okay, so everything you could imagine that can go wrong with somebody is going wrong with somebody at a higher rate than we've ever seen it, and in the fully vaccinated. Well, if all of these different things are going wrong, you can't blame it all on the vaccine. It can't do all of those things, can it? Let me ask you a question. Can DNA rewrite you? Can it rewrite parts of your body? Can it rewrite the way your body reacts to certain things? Can it totally screw your body up? Can it be a roadmap your body doesn't need and shouldn't have? I started this all off by saying DNA was a roadmap, didn't I? And it is. Okay, so we know now that, you know, these vaccines were not effective and that the majority of people coming into the hospitals for care or dying are fully vaccinated. Yeah. All right. So the next point is the injection materials stay at the injection site. The biggest reason that's important is because this is what allows it to produce what the body needs to circulate within the body in order to act as a vaccine, in order to protect you. This is what it says. But all of this is supposed to take place within the general area of the vaccine or where it was put into your arm or your butt cheek or wherever you got it, okay? That's not the case. What they found out very, very early was that's not the case. We found out that recently released documents obtained under Freedom of Information showed the lipid nanoparticles became widely distributed, notably to the liver, the spleen, the adrenal glands. Listen to what I'm about to say and remember 6 billion plus people have been vaccinated with this crap. I will give you that list again. The nanoparticles become widely distributed, notably to the liver, the spleen, the adrenal glands. Listen, the ovaries and the testes. Yeah. And this happens to everybody who is vaccinated. And what's his last point? The injections won't change your DNA. We have been told this over and over again. Just because it's called an mRNA vaccine, which it never does qualify as a vaccine, I hate saying that, you have to stop to consider all of this, okay? Is initially people pushed back because they figured, is this going to change the DNA? We're talking about the government. We're talking about the FDA. We're talking about the, you know, all of them, the CDC. They all stepped up to reassure us that this wouldn't change our DNA. But let's have a little closer look at that particular topic, okay? Changing the DNA. Most of what you're going to hear now, these pieces, and I'm going to take them directly from the article because they do the best point of explanation. You'll hear my comments in there, but you will hear most of this gentleman's actual comments here. And this takes place in Australia. And anybody who thinks that the tyranny going on or that went on in America at the peak of the COVID attack or pandemic, Australia was worse, much worse. The Australian TGA states you can find reputable information about COVID-19 vaccines on their It Is True section of the website. And it's worth a look, right? In answer to the question, can COVID-19 vaccines alter my DNA? The TGA, and remember that's what it's called in Australia, is clear. No. COVID-19 vaccines do not alter your DNA. You will find the same thing on the equivalent U.S. sites. You will find the same thing on the equivalent Canadian site. You will find, should I go on? They explain, mRNA vaccines use a synthetic genetic code called RNA to give our cells instructions about how to make the coronavirus's unique spike protein. And again, this is all supposed to be manufactured right at the site where the shot is given. When our body has made the protein encoded by the mRNA vaccine, it then recognizes the spike protein as being foreign and launches an immune response against it. The RNA from the vaccine does not change or interact with our DNA in any way. Phew! Well, that's okay then, right? I mean, look, this is the government of Australia, the government of the United States, the government of Canada, the government of the UK. They're all telling us the same damn story. It can't change your DNA, right? Well, that's what I just told you. They said possible routes for mRNA to convert to DNA, including a process known as reverse transcription, were discounted as if they didn't exist, never talked about ever, until the publication of an annoying little paper in 2022 by Alden et al. An in vitro study involving human liver cells, which showed Pfizer's mRNA was expressed in as DNA within 6 hours. So within 6 hours of getting that shot, okay, the liver cells within that body, the mRNA was being expressed as DNA. But they told you that couldn't happen. And then when we started to tell you a year and a half ago, I did, that somebody had said it had happened, we were liars. We didn't know the science. We should follow the science. Put your mask on, Roger. Shut up and follow the science. At the time, this was assumed, you know, due to reverse transcription of the mRNA, which was one of the possibilities for getting DNA into you. So that's where this assumption all came from as to how this could happen. However, in light of McKernan's discovery, there's a whole new possibility to consider. What if the vaccines already contained DNA? What if the vaccines had DNA in them to start with? Then arguments about whether mRNA could reverse transcribe DNA now become irrelevant, don't they? But why is Roger even saying that? Let's return to McKernan and take a closer look at what he found. In addition to the expected mRNA, he also found mRNA fragments, other pieces of RNA, and two forms of DNA, linearized and circular. The significance of the circular or plasmid DNA is important. The plasmid DNA is the complete recipe used to program bacterial cells to mass produce the mRNA. The DNA should not be there. Further investigations by McKernan showed the plasmid DNA contained in the vaccine was indeed viable and capable of transformation in bacterial cells. What he just proved, what they saw, and what nobody has told you is the biggest lie, or at least damn near one of the biggest lies ever told you. Would you have gone in there and gotten a jab, those of you who did? Would you have allowed your children to get a jab if you knew the very roadmap that makes up their entire body, the color of their eyes, how tall they are, their, I don't know, anything about them, how long their fingernails grow, you know, whatever, whether they're bow-legged or not. Would you like me to go on? It's all dependent on the DNA. It is the literal roadmap of everything you are or will be. And when you start to mess with this, you have to have an intention. Because if you go in and do this haphazardly, you may wreak havoc on the genome of humanity. One of the things I told you was that when these vaccines were given, they were supposed to remain in the area and perform the functions they were supposed to perform. But within 6 hours, they were found to be in places like testes and the ovaries. My God, people, stop and think about what I just said, please. Please stop and think about this. We've had researchers screaming that there's a very good possibility that this could add up to a mass sterilization of humanity over the next 3 to 5 years. Let me ask you a question, okay? Have you looked to see over the last 3 years the population drop? Have you looked to see the increases in infertility and sterility? Have you looked to see any of this? Well, I wouldn't blame you if you didn't, because let's face it. I mean, you know, the price of food is going through the roof. The price of gas is absolutely ridiculous. I don't know if I'm going to have a job tomorrow. There's a possibility that Putin's going to start throwing nukes at us. There's so many people coming across the southern border. That's the reason I don't have a job anymore. And on and on and on. The one thing they cannot afford to have you focused on is an ever-increasing, and I'm not talking about by the bazillions a day, but an ever-increasing die-off of humanity at a rate and a level and a frequency we haven't seen. And it's only going to get worse, not better. And if you're fully vaccinated, It could be 3 to 5 years before the full extent of what has happened to your body, its genome, and everything else in between is fully understood by you and your body. None of this is a joke. We've been talking about this for years, and all of the things that we said we felt were highly probable, we can now look back on and say they were doing. The problem with this is even we didn't guess at how bad this can be. If you have been telling the world that you built an mRNA, functioning vaccine in 6 months out of Operation Warp Speed, anybody who believes that is an absolute freaking moron. The truth is that for over 10 years, they have been working on mRNA technology in the background. I'm going to tell you that they know exactly what these mRNA vaccines are going to do to humanity. This is the biggest reason you forced 6 billion plus people to get a vaccine for a yearly flu. The most deadly vaccine the world has ever seen for a yearly flu. We are only seeing the beginning of this. And if you listen to what this guy is saying, all of this is now a fact. We're not guessing at this stuff anymore. Yeah. Let's return to McKernan and take a closer look at what he found, okay? And let's dig into that just a tiny bit deeper. In addition to the expected mRNA, as I told you, he also found DNA. Further investigation showed the plasmid DNA contained in the vaccine was indeed viable and capable of transformation in bacterial cells. This is the roadmap. This is the one that counts. This is what you are. If there was no DNA, there'd be no you. There'd be a lump of goop, not knowing what goes where, or how, or why. Is DNA that important? Oh, yes, it is. And now they have demonstrated not only the ability to manipulate it, but why? If they've been messing with this for over 10 years, are you going to tell me they never had people they gave that shot to? They didn't understand what was going to happen, what could happen? And we're even talking generational. I would bet they did. And I would bet that those vaccines will perform exactly the functions they were intended to perform. And that doesn't happen in a week. It does for some people, which is why we've seen so many people sick, deathly sick, or die that have been fully vaccinated. But I think what we're going to see is a steady increase in the amount of people dying over the next 3 to 5 years. So, the Pfizer and Moderna vials of bivalent vaccine McKernan tested were contaminated with DNA. DNA encoding the spike gene and potentially capable of inserting into the genome of an organism. Exactly what they told you it couldn't do, but we're looking at the fact that it can. The question is, does this DNA have the potential to become a part of the genome of a human organism? And if so, what might be the consequences? This would have required looking at genotoxicity, something Australia's TGA says the Pfizer injections were not tested for. Oh, gee, imagine that. And the TGA didn't even ask them for it. And that's basically the FDA or the CDC in the United States. In case you're wondering, there are strict guidelines about DNA contamination levels in mRNA products. The European Medicines Agency, the EMA, the FDA stated limits, and the FDA stated limits are 330 nanograms of DNA per milligram of RNA. In Australia, the TGA says it should be no more than 10 nanograms per dose. In other words, there's a huge difference between the limits in one country. I don't know, with respect to the limits in another country. It's unclear how these limits were decided. Personally, we'd be hoping for zero DNA in our mRNA injections. But obviously, we can't live with that. This means that DNA should not be more than 0.033% of the total nucleic acid in the dose. But McKinnon's analysis demonstrated DNA contamination up to 35% of the injection. Not 0.033%, 35% of that injection was DNA. This is up to 1,000 times higher than deemed to be acceptable by those regulating or the regulating authorities. 1,000 times higher than the limit for DNA in that shot. Next, McKinnon analyzed the earlier injections, the monovalent injections, the Pfizer injections, were also found to be contaminated with DNA, though not as much. The level of DNA in the Pfizer monovalent injections was 18 to 70 times higher than the EMA limit. So 18 to 70 times more of something that shouldn't exist at all is better than 1,000 times, but it's still bad. So now that we know this, what happens now? What do we do now? These results are in the process of being further verified by the scientific community. In The Essence of Speed, McKinnon published his findings and methods publicly on Substack and online. He explains the publication system during the pandemic is politicized, so that's probably not going to get the word out very quickly. I had to do my best to document this all and make the data public. Most of this, and this is me talking, you are hearing here. If McKinnon's findings are verified, implications are serious, my God. Widespread DNA contamination would bring into question the quality of the entire mRNA injection manufacturing process, safety systems, regulatory oversight. In addition, DNA might not be the only contaminant in those shots. This contaminant discovery begs a question. What does the government know about safety of these mRNA injections? Why didn't they know that? And what discussions have occurred regarding the safety of these injections? Look, what we're looking at right here is an admission. And what's that admission? It's an admission that they do have. And there is, and again, it's being verified, but there is information stating or showing that DNA is, in fact, it cannot only be produced, which is probably not going to happen very often, but it contains, when it is injected, these jabs, as much as 1,000 times more DNA than is allowable. Now, if you stop to consider what I just said, and when I told you that these shots immediately, okay, start to circulate the entire body, they don't stay in the air where they're supposed to be. And some of the areas they focus on first are the liver, And where do they end up eventually? In the testes and the ovaries. We're talking infertility. That's what we're talking about, people. It's not a joke. It's not a guess. Okay? And if you're talking about billions upon billions fully vaccinated humanity and that 6 billion being at least somewhat vaccinated, we could be looking at either a massive change or a bunch of little changes in our genetic structure as time goes forward, or if, as I believe, these mRNA jabs are actually programmed to do something specific, we will start to see that happen soon. And again, when the first couple thousand happen, you look back and you go, okay, that's something new. But after 2 or 3 years, and you look and you see that number steadily grow from across the entire planet, especially in the heavily vaccinated areas, then you start to understand. I would love nothing more than to be absolutely wrong about all of this. I would love nothing more than that. But if you can give me one good reason other than total global domination and a vast reduction in the population, give me one good reason to have a total scamdemic, and that's exactly what it was, people, okay, during flu season, lie the people into believing millions have died when they haven't, lie the people into believing that they must sacrifice their lives, their economies, everything in order to be safe. All for the yearly flu. When is the last time you vaccinated 6.5 billion people for something no more dangerous than the yearly flu? When? It's never happened. But yet, it happened this time. And they all got the same vaccine. They all got a vaccine that is based on the new mRNA technology, which I'm telling you is far from new. What we are looking at here is humanity is standing on the precipice. We either wake up and take a look at what's going on around us. We're going to take a big hit. We cannot back away from that. But where do we go from there? Stephen, that's an awful note to leave a show on, but at the same time, it's something people need to think about.
Yes, it is.
When you mess with the DNA, which they told us, there would be no DNA manipulation, no DNA in those shots. It wouldn't happen. But now we know that some of those shots are as much as 1,000 times over limit. And the really good ones are 18 to 70 times over limit. When is 70 times more than what you're supposed to have ever good?
I don't think anything has ever been that way. But yeah. I take issue with my cardiologist that I thinking about leaving, trying to find a new one, but it was 2 months ago. He gave me a bunch of flack for not wanting to come in last year because I wasn't going to wear a mask, you know, and I had to bite my lip almost to the point of severing my lip in half or my tongue, one or the other, because, how do you talk to people that are educated and are blithering idiots, you know? That's where I'm the point, too.
They're educated, but they're ignorant. Education doesn't guarantee intelligence. It doesn't, okay?
No,
education
it doesn't.
Just guarantees. Okay, you can be totally ignorant of everything except what you're educated from.
Exactly, exactly.
And this is what you're talking about. You're talking about somebody who felt he was superior because he had this high muckety-muck degree, and you needed to listen, just shut up and listen to him.
Yeah.
And it used to be that way. It's not – you know, the doctors are losing their halo.
They are.
Quickly.
That's most I've said on the show in a long, long time, Roger.
I think that's more than you said on every show combined. But I like it. I do.
All right, folks.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to say goodbye first. And then you can. Everybody, thank you so much for listening. This is a topic that will continue. And yes, it's something you need to think about. DNA is one of the most important things you can ever think about. It's all yours, Stephen.
Until next time.